Good evening, everyone. I'm going to call this evening's meeting to order. Today is February 4th. I am going to ask Director Wigand to lead his Pledge of Allegiance.
If you'd all please rise. Please join me in our Pledge of Allegiance. Ready, begin.
Pledge of Allegiance to the United States of America, to the Republic of America, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Call Director Amezcua.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Green. Director Jung.
Present.
Director Meeks.
Here.
Director Nguyen. Director Sheldon. Director Tran.
Present.
Director Wigand.
Here.
Director Yeo.
Here.
Okay, you do have a quorum with 8 directors present.
Great. Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
There are none.
Great. Now's the time for visitor participation. I have one card. And I see no one online. And so Mr. Jim Fissler of the Mesa Water District in LAFCO will address us. Jim, good evening. Welcome.
Good evening. Good to see you, President Bilodeau, directors, staff, and members of the public. My name is Jim Fissler. I'm a director at Mesa Water District, but I'm here tonight as your special district representative on OC LAFCO since 2011. And I make an annual tour of all the independent special districts since then. So this is about my 13th or 14th visit here to Orange County Water District to check in with you yearly. I'm just to let you know that, you know, I'm available. I just want to be connected. I want to be a resource and give you support as needed. And I decided that I wanted to even be more connected about 5 years ago. So what I gave each of you a copy of this called the Special District Dialogue. It is a quarterly email blast to every special district board member and general manager. This issue just came out last week. This isn't the form that does the best work for you because it's the email, the hyperlinks that you sort of see here in color. They work on an email, not on this piece of paper. So it'll take you to a lot of information. Purposely keep it to 4 to 6 bullet points. So you'll at least look at it in your email box and click it, see if there, if you see anything interesting. And it's items pertinent to special districts only. It's not everything LAFCO does. Doug Davert and I started it about 5 years ago, and then Catherine Freshley, who you see on the right there, she joined us a couple years ago. So I'm just here to check in, say hi, thank you for all you do for the water reliability to Orange County that you provide. It's a privilege for me to represent the special districts, and I also want to do a little bit of housekeeping. Doug Davert on the left and Catherine Freshley on the right, the other two special district representatives, their terms have expired. They're not termed out. They're both seeking re-election. I don't have the schedule right in front of me now, but every independent special district will be getting something from LAFCO where if someone on your board wants to run, you can nominate them and send them the paperwork. So keep your eye out for that. With that, thank you so much. It was great to see all of you again.
Thank you very much. We have a question, Jim.
Yeah, just wanted to congratulate you on the vice chair role. Is that a annual changeover, or is that every other year that they do that?
It's a 2-year.
Okay, and you just got on
as vice chair? I just got on. Wendy Bucknam just was made chair. She is a city rep, though, and she's termed out. So I may go to chair. We'll see after a year.
All right. I appreciate you coming.
Thank you for that. Yeah.
These give us updates, and I sit on vector control for my city, and you come to those meetings too. So I appreciate your interest.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Thanks, Jim.
Thanks.
You drew the short straw, huh? okay. That brings us to the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 7. What is the pleasure of the board?
Move the consent calendar.
A motion, a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call. Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
I heard a very faint aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Wigan?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Carries with 8 yes votes, with directors Wynn and Sheldon absent.
Great. That brings us to item number 8, which is the Public Affairs Outreach Report. Gina. Oh my gosh. And it's Gina's birthday? Happy birthday.
Thank you. Okay. Do it right. All right. Good evening, President Bilodeau and members of the board. This evening, I'm going to present just a little bit about our public outreach report for the month of January. So the first meeting of every month, my boss told me to get up and present on this. So I will be doing that unless told otherwise. Okay. So we are always trying to showcase OCWD's leadership when possible. We do that through our newsletter, through our social media, through our media releases as well. So for the month of January, we had about 207 million plus for media. So that's great. And that's really a significant increase from the prior month of December. So wanted to note as well, Crystal Nettles is here and she manages our social media team. She does a great job. And so we surpassed 10,000 on LinkedIn. That continues to be one of our best performing platforms. We do get a lot of impressions. And so this post here on rainfall, the single post had 4,000 impressions alone. Wanted to mention that Public Affairs created a new fact sheet. So it's a new OCWD fact sheet. And it actually tied into Director Tran's request to come up with a top 10 list of OCWD. What are those wow factors of the district? And what do we want to make sure and share with our stakeholders? So we designed this. It's on our brand resource page. We'll put it on our website as well. And then this will be available to take to meetings as a leave behind. We typically report tours and education, and this month I wanted to highlight that in January, we really did a lot of outreach to students. We reached over 400 students through both tours and then going out to schools like Villa Park High School and participating in career fairs. So what we have found is that schools and educators are reaching out to us and they're letting us know that there's a real need to incorporate exposure to careers in all of our offerings. So you can see here, we have a lot of guest speakers now that come to our tours at the request of these schools. And so we have different members of the staff. This is Alex Waite, who helps us quite a bit. He's an engineer. So he just shares at the request again of teachers a little bit about engineering, what it takes to be an engineer, and then answers Q&A from the students. So it's been really great. And then we had a significant number of staff go to Villa Park High School as well. We had a lot of lab interns. And so they also shared a bit about OCWD and then about careers in water as well. In January, we took the opportunity to highlight a really big milestone for the GWRS. We surpassed 500 million gallons. So that's since we came online in January of 2008. So we did some joint outreach with our neighbors and project partner, the Orange County Sanitation District. We did a joint press release. We did a video with our GMs. So there's Rob and John toasting with GWRS water. And then we also took the opportunity to bottle water again, since we do have permission from the regulators to do that. So in fact, they just picked up the water this morning. And here's our label. It won't be bottles. It will be cans. So little 7.5-ounce cans of water. And then we'll be able to pass those out to gain more awareness about water reuse, more support for water reuse projects. And we'll share those with other agencies and communities who are thinking about coming online with projects like that so they can taste and see the water. So we are excited about that. In addition to water, we are working with Brewery X to make beer. So that's actually, or to brew beer, that's actually in the process right now. They already picked up the water. And we did get this fully sponsored, so the district is not paying any money for this. H2O Innovation is our sponsor. And also Brewery X has provided a lot of in-kind donations, graphic artists and lowering the cost of beer. So I think probably by the end of February, the beer will be brewed, and we'll take the opportunity to do a lot of outreach. We're going to do some joint outreach with OC San, with Water Reuse National. And at the end, we hope to give this out on Tuesday at the Water Reuse Symposium, which is taking place in Los Angeles, March 8th through the 11th, at the Recycled Water Reception. We're really excited about that. We're not the first ones to do it, but we're happy to do this outreach and kind of share this with the water industry community. So listed here are others as well that have also brewed beer. The Children's Water Education Festival. So Michelle on our staff has done a great job leading this. And we have had some increases since I presented this information to you last month. So we have about 6,300 students who will be attending, and that is an increase from last year. All the cities in our board service area are represented. We have 52 presenters, so thank you to everyone who's supporting and participating. They do take the time to do this. It's a big commitment. And we do have a new presenter from La Habra, and then we have 8 Orange County Water District departments who will be presenting to the students as well. And then we do have volunteers. We'll continue soliciting volunteers. And happy to report, I think last time in January, we raised 5,000, and we've brought that number up to almost 60,000. So we are working toward our 70,000 goal, and I'm confident that we'll meet that in the coming weeks. And then this is just a look ahead. So these are some of the events that the district will be participating in. I think the TET Parade will have directors Jung, Tran, and Nguyen participating. So that's coming up the 21st. And then we have listed here some of the upcoming tours and the symposium as well. And then September 18th is the OC Water Summit, so mark your calendars. We do plan that jointly with the Municipal Water District of Orange County, and it's their year to take the lead on that. It will once again be at the Westin. That concludes my presentation. Happy to answer any questions.
Any questions?
Just kudos on the Children's Water Festival. 5,000 up to 58.
Thank you.
That's a great increase in numbers. So very good work.
Thank you.
Eugenia? That will bring us to the SAPA update. SAPA did meet this week, and we approved a strategic plan development contract with a facilitator. And also on January 22nd, SAPA celebrated its 50th anniversary. And I did attend a reception in Harupa Valley to celebrate that great moment. I didn't see any of you there, but I did represent you. And it was a good night, and it only rained a little bit. So that is my report. That brings us to committee conference meeting reports. The property committee chair Sheldon.
He is not on.
Who else was there in person? Who is there? Oh, Director Meeks was there. Yes.
Yes, that information is in the packet.
Thank you. Retirement committee chair Wigand.
Yes, we had a robust meeting. In fact, I think it was a record-breaking time we met, but there is a lot of red and gray flags you have seen on our consent calendar. Those will come up in our April meeting, so be prepared for a lengthy meeting to go over each one of those red flags, but we did spend a lot of time trying to find what's best for our employees, and I do appreciate those that participated because it was an arduous process. So that information is in the very last page of the agenda.
And any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense?
I did, if I may report. Last week, I attended the conference, two-day conference in Anaheim, sponsored by the National Institute of Building Sciences. First time I've been there. It was quite interesting. Not a lot of water talk, but everything else around water, such as infrastructure, AI, refinancing for construction and building, and all the infrastructure issues related at a national level was discussed at the Grand Californian Hotel. So it was a good opportunity to make connections and also to meet up with a lot of folks, especially urban planners from Los Angeles and the surrounding area as well. Two days conference.
Great. That'll bring us to the president's report. Today, I attended a conference that was put on by Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley that addressed sediment removal behind Prado Dam and the desire to place it on the beaches. I presented a 15-minute PowerPoint presentation, and I wanted to thank Crystal Nettles, who worked together with Lisa Haney to prepare something for me, and they pulled off the impossible. They made me look intelligent again. So thank you very much for that. And that is my report. The general manager's report.
I have two items, Mr. President. The first is I'm very happy to introduce our new human resources director, David Albaugh. He's replacing Stephanie Dozier, who recently retired. David has more than 30 years of experience, most recently at the city of Yorba Linda, also at the city of Anaheim, and also for the Walt Disney Company. We're very happy to have him here. David, you want to?
Thank you, John. I appreciate it. I could talk all night about how excited I am to be here. Mr. Kennedy asked me to keep it under an hour, so I'll just say this. I've lived in Orange County for a long time. I have adult children who live in Orange and in Fullerton. I live in Placentia as well. Just relocated my elderly parents out here, my wife and two young kids all live in the area. I have a very, very short list of the things that are important to us in our quality of life, and water is one of those things. So I'm just thrilled to be here and help take care of the people who are taking care of all of our water. So I look forward to working with you all. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd also like to say that the groundwater replenishment system has been recognized by the American Water Works Association and the American Membrane Technology Association as the Large Membrane Facility of the Year. It's an award recognizing the excellence in advanced membrane treatment, operational efficiency, environmental stewardship, safety, and regulatory compliance. We received the award yesterday at an annual conference. So nice to get another trophy. So
fantastic.
Concludes my report.
Thank you, sir. Director's reports.
Yes, I brought with me today my mentee from Newport Harbor High School, Aubrey Bowie. And Aubrey just did a tour of the laboratory. And in December, she did a tour of GWRS. So she's very interested in all things environmental. And I think OCWD fits the bill for a good education and an opportunity maybe for her to pursue a career in the future. So I know she's very asked a lot of questions and very interested. And I've had a lot of mentees so far, and she's been the most engaging that I've had so far. So I've been enjoying my time getting to show her here. So appreciate all the staff that's taken the time to give her an education.
Great. Any other director reports? Then general counsel report.
I have to report, Mr. President, that we do have one closed session for a conference with labor negotiators pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, with OCWD's designated representative being you, Mr. Bilodeau, and the non-represented employee being Mr. Kennedy, the general manager. With that, recommend recess to closed session.
We shall recess to closed session. Thank you.
Hey, we return for a closed session pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, and there are no report items on the closed session.
Okay, this meeting is adjourned. Yes.